Summit goes on the Big 8. Grant Hudson for Bob Moody at CKLW, where Gary Burbank puts you on tomorrow morning, 6 to 9.
The glitter more than just entertainment.
Metro, the perfect Christmas gift, available at all Hudson ticket offices, Grant City, Grinnell's, and Perry drugstores. CKLW, making Christmas wishes come true. 9:30 with Grant Hudson for Bob Moody at the Big 8.
In this great big city.
Those Big 8 hit lines are open. Play in your request at 966-2800 in Windsor, 298-8822 in Detroit.
CKLW, who was that masked man? It's 938 with Cosmic Bob.
It's 20 minutes before 1. This is Grant Hudson, CKLW 2020 News. You heard this first on the Big 8. Accommodations are getting tighter at the Wayne County Morgue as officials stare at 16 new feet peeking out from under those rubber blankets. 8 murders since midnight, 3 of them happening a short time ago in an attempted quadruple blow-off.
The address is 9100 at LaSera Boulevard, corner of Clemmer. I heard your police officer telling... that killing the, apparently, one of the people who was shot, that, her sister, that they were shot through the head, you know.
Two women are dead, one man is dead, another man now under the knife at the emergency room at Ford Hospital, all suffering multiple stab wounds. They weren't shot, officials tell the Big 8.
There are some signs of ransacking in the house. The bodies, reflect, stab wounds. One survivor who is now at Ford Hospital.
Another deadly duo of Detroit dastardly deeds as the dice decree death. A disagreement over 7-11. Now she's in heaven. The man who delivered that double-barreled death with his package of penetrating pellets has been pounced in the pen. In another case of hot lead in the head, a heavy-handed hitchhiker tipped with a trigger and paid his bill in bullets. More violence on Cyprus as the U.S. ambassador is shot and killed.
Secretary of State Kissinger is expected to brief reporters shortly on the Greek...
A bellboy in a big city hotel sees a lot of strange things, but one of them at the Camelot on Park Street in downtown Detroit was left totally speechless when he walked through the doors of a double room to investigate the foul odor inside. When he got there, 3 green plastic garbage bags were bulging at the seams with rotting human parts.
The guy had ran out when we demanded to know what was in that bathroom. He ran out of the room. And when the desk clerk had went in the bathroom, seen the bags, he yelled to me, try to catch him. And by then, he was gone down the stairs. Oh, wow, let me tell you, I can still smell it. It's really sickening. I mean, a guy's got to be a psychopath or something.
The bellboy adding for 2020 News that he'll never forget walking into that room and looking in the eyes of the killer who was on the loose. A 26-year-old former Air Force captain shot himself once in the stomach early this 3 young cat burglars got a lot more than they bargained for when they broke into an apartment in Allendale near Grand Rapids last night. In addition to the usual booty of stereo, jewelry, and cash, they found a pair of young lovelies who were making an overnight visit with the apartment's male tenant. After beating the man into senselessness, those thieves turned their energies to the young women and raped them repeatedly. And oh yes, they also remembered to take the stereo and TV with them when they left. CKLW News Time, 8:54.